My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I'm currently involved in a project that involves a roll-off container. A roll-off is a large open metal box delivered and picked up by a large truck. They bring it, you fill it, they haul it away. Roll-offs come in various sizes, and I'm using the largest I could get, a 40-yard container. The project I'm working on involves clearing out and gutting a house that was thoroughly abused. It's a fairly large house, measuring about 25 by 35 feet. Two full floors, full attic, and full dirt floor basement. Full is the operative word here, as the house was uniformly 2 feet deep in trash. I'm going to give you my take on how to deal with trash and fill a container. Prior to having the container delivered, I did what I could to pull out recycling. In this case, the first swoop involved a literal truckload of porn. Next up was establishing where I wanted the container and making sure the truck had access. I wanted the container as close to the house as possible and below a door. The door used to exit onto a porch and is 6 feet above grade. That's good, since a 40-yard roll-off container is about 8 feet tall. Roll-offs have a swinging door at one end. This allows you to load in from ground level. You'd pack trash in from the rear door, close the door late in loading, and then complete loading from above. Since roll-offs are delivered with the door at the far end from the cab, using the door wasn't an option for me since I wanted the container tied up to the house. I cared a lot more about being close to the house, so I didn't need to carry the stuff that far. I set up planks through the door to the container and started filling. I placed the largest and most awkward items first, in my case, a group of giant Lazy Boy recliners. Every so often, I would place a ladder inside the container and make sure items were packed in well. Anything I could break up, I did. I created a landing area for scrap metal and other recyclables outside. Large, flat things like tabletops and dresser backs I set aside. I filled the container from the near end and capped it as I went with the large, flat things, allowing me to walk in with loads of trash. Big things were carried, small stuff was carried in trash cans, heavy small stuff hauled in spackle buckets. All the basement trash needed to load in via a ladder. I filled one 40-yard container with the house junk. It packed well. The next container was for gutting what was left of walls and insulation. I pulled the sheetrock off of walls and ceilings and stacked it in each room. I wanted the insulation in the container first. The insulation nearly filled the container. Then I started putting the sheetrock on top to pack it down. I went from a nearly full roll-off to one less than a third full, allowing room for a garage worth of stuff and demo from a garage addition. So think about placement, recycle, sell, or give away anything you can, pack them tight, and put compressibles low. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.